Good morning and welcome to Redeemer. I'm glad you're here with us and happy 4th of July. I will remind you that later during our worship we will be celebrating Holy Communion, and I invite you to get your communion elements ready there in your home to share with us in this meal of salvation. You may also have heard that our church council was hoping that we could reopen for in-person worship on July 19th, but they met last Sunday evening and decided that now is not the time for that. And so please continue to watch us on your live stream and join with us in worship this way for now. Council will be actively monitoring the situation so that we can reopen when it is safer. Also remember that we have midweek Vespers Wednesday night at 7 o'clock as we look at some of our hymns that we know that are paraphrases of Psalms. Also, Friday in the e-newsletter, I let you know that our photography to finish up our pictorial directory is August 7th and 8th, and there are still some slots open for some families that did not get signed up for their picture. If you'd like to participate in that, you can talk to Angie Braun. Numbers were sent out for her as well. Amanda, you're up. I want to be the judge.
You want to be the judge? Well, I already have a judge. We're challenging our youth to make the perfect grilled cheese sandwich and to take a picture of it and to send it to us. Unfortunately, because of all of the COVID, we don't get to have taste testing, but we do get to.
That's the kind of judge I wanted to be.
Okay, so when it's taste testing, then you're up.
Then I'm up, yeah.
Then you're up, okay. All right, but for now, we have pictures. And so on Tuesday is the deadline send those in to me and we'll have those judged, and there are prizes, so you get on those grilled cheese sandwiches. So those are my announcements for today.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference, and we do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. You are great, O God, and greatly to be praised. You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Grant that we may believe in you, call upon you, know you, and serve you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
So let's see what I have in my bucket. I have I have a hymnal in my bucket, because part of what I do is help with worship, so that's in my bucket. I have our book for book study this afternoon, Pastrix. That's in my bucket. I have sticky letters, because that's part of what we need to do for the blessing box outside is fix the sticky letters, although Janet hasn't fixed it partially. I have a pen, because I need to write stuff down. I have a ball, because I'm trying to figure out how to play games with the youth without touching things. That's hard. What else do I have? I have a shovel. I don't know why I have a shovel. I have some hand sanitizer, because it's important, and that's on my mind a lot, to be safe and have hand sanitizer. I have a mask to make sure that I still stay. I have a puffin. Anyway, there's a lot of things in my bucket, and in this bucket, it's heavy sometimes, and sometimes I have to carry my bucket around, but there's some words in our Bible reading for today that I think might help me with my bucket, and when my bucket gets heavy. There's some words that Pastor Gary's going to read in a little while about yokes and about burdens and about things being heavy or light. And those are big fancy words, but what it reminds me is that Jesus helps us carry these heavy things that we have. And Jesus, the Holy Spirit of Jesus is always with us. God is always with us no matter what. So when I'm carrying my bucket, God is with me and God is helping me carry my bucket. And that can help make it lighter. And Jesus helps us take all of these things and know which ones are the most important things and which ones we need to pay attention to at different times. And it helps us lighten our load. It helps us lighten our bucket. It doesn't make any of these things go away. I still have a mask in my bucket. I still have hand sanitizer in my bucket. I still have a puffin in my bucket. But all of those things are still there. But God helps us to manage all of these things and to help us carry our load and to be with us all the time. And that's pretty comforting when we have heavy buckets here. Let's pray. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Dear God, thanks for helping us carry our buckets. Everybody has different stuff in their buckets, and sometimes our buckets get really, really heavy. But we know you're there by our side. We know that you're there when our buckets are heavy or our buckets are light, or maybe even when they're overflowing. Those things don't go away, but you help us carry our load. You help us carry our buckets. And you never leave us alone. And for that, we are so thankful. Your holy and gracious name that we pray. All of God's children said, Amen. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you, triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Here's a letter written to an insurance company. "Dear Sir, I'm writing in response to your request for additional information in block number 3 of the accident report form. I put poor planning as the cause of my accident. You asked for a fuller explanation, and I trust the following details will be sufficient. I am a bricklayer by trade. On the day of the accident, I was working alone on the roof of a new 6-story building. When I completed my work, I found I had some bricks left over, which when weighed later were found to weigh 240 pounds. Rather than carry the bricks down by hand, I decided to lower them in a barrel by using a pulley which was attached to the side of the building on the 6th floor. Securing the rope at ground level, I went up to the roof, swung the barrel out, and loaded the bricks into it. Then I went down and untied the rope, holding it tightly to ensure a slow descent of the 240 pounds of bricks. You will note on the accident reporting form that my weight is 135 pounds. Due to my surprise at being jerked off the ground so suddenly, I lost my presence of mind and forgot to let go of the rope. Needless to say, I proceeded at a rapid rate up the side of the building. In the vicinity of the 3rd floor, I met the barrel, which was now proceeding downward at an equally impressive speed. This explains the fractured skull, minor abrasions, and the broken collarbone, as listed in Section 3 of the accident reporting form. Slowed only slightly, I continued my rapid ascent, not stopping until the fingers of my right hand were 2 knuckles deep into the pulley, which I mentioned in paragraph 2 of this correspondence. Fortunately, by this time, I had regained my presence of mind and was able to hold tightly to the rope, in spite of the excruciating pain I was now beginning to experience. At approximately the same time, however, the barrel of bricks hit the ground and the bottom fell out of the barrel. Now devoid of the weight of the bricks, the barrel weighed approximately 50 pounds. I refer you again to my weight. As you might imagine, I began a rapid descent down the side of the building. In the vicinity of the 3rd floor, I met the barrel coming up. This accounts for the two fractured ankles, broken foot, and severe lacerations of my leg and lower body. Here my luck began to change slightly. The encounter with the barrel seemed to slow me enough to lessen my injuries. When I fell onto the pile of bricks, and fortunately only three vertebrae were cracked. I am sorry to report, however, as I lay there on the pile of bricks, in pain, unable to move, and watching the empty barrel six stories above me, I again lost my composure and presence of mind and let go of the rope. Now, I don't know about you, but that's one man who needed a lighter burden. Maybe we understand that, particularly now with the burden that we are all carrying. The burden of this virus affecting our world, the burden of social distancing and isolation is wearing on us. The burden of just when it looked like things were finally getting better, all of a sudden it seems much worse. We're tired, and we want nothing more than to put this burden down and return to normal. Burdens are the way of our world, aren't they? We are weighed down by problems, schedules, demands, and expectations. It wears on us until we don't know what to do. You get the sense that that's just what Jesus was seeing around him in our gospel reading today. What are all of you like? He asked amidst the hustle and bustle around him. You're like children calling to each other in the marketplace, saying, "We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn." Now, at first, we probably don't know what to make of an odd little saying like that. But you see, Jesus had been talking about John the Baptist and comparing their places in God's plan. He was saying, "Look, John came talking about sin and repentance and you ignored him. Now I come in joy and celebration and you ignore me too." It's as if Jesus is saying that we fill our time day after day and hour after hour with our burdens and our self-focus, and we never stop to notice what's real. We never take a breath to notice God among us. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In the face of our pell-mell barrel of bricks on the end of our rope world, God's word is rest. God's promise is that he will take those heavy burdens that weigh us down, and oh, what a relief it is to give those burdens to God. It's an incredible peace and comfort to finally, completely, trustingly turn our burdens over to God and to feel the rest that God brings. What an amazing love and care and grace God gives. And then Jesus said the most amazing thing of all. "Take my yoke upon you," he said. You see, true rest, lasting rest, isn't doing nothing or having no burdens. No. What Jesus calls us to is a reordering of life. A reordering of life that centers on the things that are true and right and good. Caring for and loving others. Reaching out selflessly in mercy and kindness. Serving God by serving others. That's the yoke that's easy to bear. That's the yoke that gives true rest to the soul. It's the joy and peace that comes from being who God has meant us to be. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, the author of true freedom, we thank you now for the freedom you give us in our lives. We thank you for the freedom of your love. May we live under the wings of your grace and give you all honor and praise. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we thank you now for the freedom you give us from our sins. Help us now, O Savior, to use our freedom to proclaim liberty and love to all those around us, serving them as you served us. Lord, in your mercy. O Holy Spirit, giver of help and renewer of hope, we thank you now for the freedom you give us from our guilt and shame. Help us now, O Spirit of God, to use our freedom to become beacons of hope and help to others in need. Lord, in your mercy. God of liberty, we thank you this day for the political freedom that we have in this nation. We pray for all our elected and government officials that they might sincerely seek your will for us and for our nation in their service to our country. Give them wisdom and a vision of the world as you would have it be, and lead us in our support of all that leads us closer to you. Lord, in your mercy. Living God, we come to you with burdened souls today. We thought the yoke of the virus in our community had eased, but now it seems worse than ever, and we are tired and worn down. Strengthen us and lift us up, O God. Bring the freedom of your healing and grace to all who carry heavy burdens now. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.